Australia's crypto crossroads, a $17 billion question. Emotive and friendly Australia stands at a pivotal moment in its digital economy, with a new report from the Digital Finance Cooperative Research Center, DFCRC, sounding a powerful alarm. If we don't change course, we risk missing out on a staggering $17 billion in annual economic gains by 2030. Imagine that as a whole new industry, creating jobs and innovation across sectors like blockchain and fintech. This isn't just numbers, it's a chance to redefine our future.
Friendly but serious, the report paints a stark picture. Right now, our trajectory is only projected to yield $710 million annually from crypto and blockchain. That's a massive gap. The problem isn't just about money. It's about whether we're ready to lead the next era of finance or fall behind.
Emotive and friendly, this isn't just a debate about technology. It's a decision point for our economy. Will we cling to the status quo, or will we take bold steps to become a global leader? The stakes are huge. This is about competitiveness, resilience, and securing our place in the digital world.
The stakes of stagnation. Friendly but serious, the $17 billion figure isn't just a projection. It's a tangible measure of what's at risk. Imagine the opportunities. New businesses, jobs, and cutting-edge tech in areas like blockchain-based finance and asset tokenization. This is about unlocking potential that's right under our nose.
Emotive and friendly, but the report warns that without action, we'll miss out. Right now, our regulatory environment is holding us back. Startups and investors are hesitant because the rules are unclear. It's like trying to build a bridge without knowing where the foundation is.
Friendly but serious, other countries are already moving faster. Singapore, the US, and the UK are creating clear frameworks, offering incentives, and investing in infrastructure. If we don't act, we risk being left behind in a global race where leaders are already shaping the future.
Emotive and friendly, the message is clear. This isn't just about money. It's about whether we're willing to embrace change and position ourselves as a key player in the next financial revolution.
The path forward, key areas for transformation. Friendly but serious, to bridge the $17 billion gap. The report highlights four critical areas: clearer regulation, industry collaboration, education, and infrastructure investment. These are the building blocks for a digital economy that works for everyone.
Emotive and friendly, let's start with regulation. Right now, the rules are too vague. Businesses and investors need clarity to trust the system. Imagine if we had a framework that encourages innovation while protecting consumers. This could be the spark that ignites growth.
Friendly but serious, without clear guidelines, uncertainty stifles progress. Startups can't scale and investors hesitate. A balanced approach, where rules support experimentation but also ensure compliance, is the key to unlocking potential.
Emotive and friendly next, collaboration. The report stresses that government, traditional banks, and fintech startups need to work together. Imagine partnerships that share knowledge, create standards, and tackle challenges like cybersecurity. That's how we build a resilient ecosystem.
Friendly but serious, education is another cornerstone. Many people still don't understand blockchain or crypto. We need campaigns to explain the benefits, like transparency and efficiency, and programs to train the next generation of innovators.
Emotive and friendly, and finally, infrastructure. We can't ignore the need for tech and talent. Funding research, building innovation hubs, and investing in skilled workers are all steps toward a competitive future. This isn't just about money, it's about building the tools to succeed.
The choice, stagnation versus leadership.
Emotive and friendly, the report is unequivocal. Australia has a choice. We can stay on our current path, earning just $710 million, or we can take bold steps to capture the full $17 billion. The difference isn't just financial, it's about who leads the next era of finance.
Friendly but serious, the window for action is closing. Other nations are already capitalizing on their digital strategies. If we don't act, we risk ceding our place as a global leader. The report is a call to arms for policymakers and industry leaders to prioritize reform.
Emotive and friendly, these steps aren't just recommendations, they're imperative. We can't afford to wait. The future of our economy depends on whether we're ready to embrace change and take the reins in this digital revolution.
Critical takeaways and implications. Friendly but serious, the report is a wake-up call. The $17 billion gap is real, and it's a measurable opportunity waiting to be unlocked. The key takeaways.
Emotive and friendly one. Regulatory clarity is non-negotiable. Without clear rules, we'll never attract the investment and innovation we need. Two, collaboration is key. Partnerships between government, banks, and startups will drive progress. Three, education drives adoption. We need to demystify crypto and blockchain for everyone. Four, infrastructure investment is a foundation. Funding research and talent is the bedrock of a competitive future.
Friendly but serious, the urgency is clear. The digital finance landscape is evolving rapidly, and Australia can't afford to lag. This isn't just about catching up, it's about leading.
Emotive and friendly, if we fail to act, we risk losing not just money, but our position as a global leader. The time to act is now, before the opportunity slips away.
Conclusion: the time for action is now.
Emotive and friendly, Australia's digital economy is at a crossroads. The DFCRC's report shows the immense potential of crypto and blockchain, but also the risks of inaction. This is our moment to decide: will we build the future or let it pass us by?
Friendly but serious, the $17 billion gap is a call to action. By addressing regulatory ambiguity, fostering collaboration, investing in education, and building infrastructure, we can unlock a new era of prosperity. The choice is clear: stagnation or leadership.
Emotive and friendly, the difference between these paths isn't just financial. It's about national competitiveness and long-term growth. The time to act is now. Let's make sure we're not just part of the future, but shaping it.
Friendly but serious, the future of finance isn't just coming, it's here. And Australia has the chance to lead. Let's make that happen.